At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? The 49ers drop a close. It's not even close. It wasn't even close. 49ers lose a game. It was a poor game. It was terrible. It was undisciplined. The offensive game plan was garbage until the end of the second quarter. You had turnovers. You had penalties. You had penalties on penalties on penalties. The offensive line got worse somehow, which was already terrible. Defense gets worse somehow in the fourth quarter. Like, literally gave up more points in the fourth quarter than you have, and you have the worst league average in the fourth quarter, and somehow you got worse. It was a bad loss. It was a bad loss. We're going to talk through it. We're going to talk through the good, the bad. There is some good. But, yeah, you walk away from this for the 49ers need to tank. Crowd, which I know is loud and adamant and probably a majority, you've improved your draft position. The 49ers would be picking 12th if the draft was right now. Now, that could improve all the way up to 10th based on what happened Sunday night and Monday night. If the Cowboys win and if the Saints win, those are two spots that you could jump up to. So as high as 10th, based on just this slate of games, you got two more games. Obviously, you got Lions next week. And then you're going to end up the season against the Arizona Cardinals, which isn't going to matter at all for either team. It's just rough. The 49ers officially eliminated from playoffs, and you lost by 12 points in Miami to a team that was really, really bad. Really, really bad. Just couldn't get out of our own way. Offensively, defensively, special teams, whatever narrative you have for the 49ers not being good, that narrative got food today because, yeah, terrible offensive line. Yeah, so bad. It was so bad before the injuries. And, you know, Aaron Banks goes down. I hate that. Screaming in pain. About to be a free agent. I mean, Aaron Banks has been the worst, probably second worst offensive lineman we've had this year. Both backups that came in and played for him, way better. But he was awful. He was terrible today. Sucks that he got injured. All injuries suck. All injuries. Nick Sakel got in for him, played much better. Much better. That means Ben Barch came in, played better. Spencer Burford came in, played better. Nick Sakel came in, played better. Nick Sakel didn't even play guard. He played center this year. That's all basically he's taking snaps. All three of them played better than Aaron Banks. But it sucks that the injury happened, and it seemed like it was pretty severe. He's tough as hell and a great dude. Just has been really bad for back-to-back years. Jalen Moore, quad injury, that's not good. They rolled him out really, really quick, and he was the backup of the backup. So now we're kicking our guards to left tackle. We're kicking our centers to guard, and somehow we got better. Somehow we got better. Dre Greenlaw played one series. He goes out with the calf injury, opposite of where he tore his Achilles, but that's not good. Leonard Floyd out with the shoulder, comes back. End of the game, Jordan Elliott, you know, roughed up a little bit. He walked off, looked really pissed off, but just injuries on injuries on injuries. And I don't think that that's an excuse. I don't think that the reason the 49ers season has sucked so bad, you're now 6-9. Nice. That's not nice. But I don't think injuries are a part of it. I don't think that the defense has been so terrible because of injuries. I don't think that's the case. Nick Bosa, stat-wise, showed up a couple times. Dude was non-existent, playing against two of the worst tackles in the NFL. They had backups out there who haven't even played. Nick Bosa, non-existent for the most part. Defensive tackles, very, very poor. One of my favorite players, Evan Anderson, I thought had his worst game as a pro. It was bad. It was just bad. Corners, Renardo Green, they tested. I thought he played well. Charvarius Ward, I thought, played pretty well too. Still gave up a touchdown, but, you know, you got to know your leverage. It's what it is. Safeties, I thought Hufanga didn't play his best game, but was all right. I mean, our defense sucks. Our defensive coordinator sucks. We're very predictable. It's very, very easy to score against us. We have the NFL's worst fourth quarter defense, giving up over 9 points a game. We gave up 10. The 49ers defense has held out zero teams in the fourth quarter whenever it matters most. Last year, we blanked 11 teams in the fourth quarter. Shut them out. On top of that, complimentary football, you help each other. Offensively in the fourth quarter, good Lord. Yeah, like you drove a couple times, you got the touchdown, but we have the worst fourth quarter score discrepancy in the NFL. Amount of points you give up, amount of points you score, we're dead last. The 49ers are last. When it matters, who are you? 49ers are soft. Soft. When it matters, can't count on them. Can't count on them. Now, the quarterback, Brock Purdy, I thought Brock Purdy did exactly what he was supposed to do. I thought the game plan from the second quarter on was awesome. Play action, play pass, screens, reverses. I freaking loved it. Quick passes. Great, 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 great. Brock Purdy finished 26 of 40, 300 plus yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 3 sacks, had a 95 rating. The interception, dude gets hit. Jake Brindle blocks nobody on a defensive line stunt. You let Calais Campbell have a free shot on your quarterback as he's throwing it. Interception. Could have had another touchdown pass. Colt McKivitz just gets bull rushed right into the lap of Brock Purdy, gets tipped when there was a wide open Kittle. I don't think Purdy had a bad game. And, man, there were several times where two free players came in. Two free rushers. Brock Purdy made them both miss. Could have been way worse. Like, Brock Purdy was running for his life. And those Toyotas, like, man, if I was Toyota CEO, I'm like, dude, stop talking about us in this damn offensive line. The 49ers offensive line is the worst. It was the worst. It was the worst. Completely ruined the game. Completely ruined the game. Completely ruined the game. We only ran the ball 18 times, lost. Guess what? Ran the ball 19 times last week, lost. And for those of you like, well, we're not running the ball well. We averaged 4.5 yards per carry. That's fine. The game plan early on was pass, 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 pass. It's not how you win. It's not how our team's built. It's not how you hide a terrible offensive line whenever you have Banks, who's awful. You have Jake Brindle, who's just god-awful. You have Colt McKivitz, who's pretty bad. Again, I always go back to Colt McKivitz can run block. Pass block's always an issue, and it was today as well. But like 3 out of 5 offensive linemen's not good. And Jalen Moore's playing out of position. And, you know, he's a backup. Dominique Pooney played well. He returned to kind of what he was after his bad game last week. Man, it's not good. It's not good. I hate the game plan. Until the second quarter, that 2-minute warning, we altered at that point. Usually Shanahan's great with his scripted plays. He wasn't today. And that was a bad game plan that you walked into there with. Thankfully, he threw it away. It kind of went opposite of what Shanahan's usually great in first, third quarter. He was good second, third quarter, started really just second and fourth. You scored 10 points in the second, 7 points in the fourth. None of that's great. You only scored 17 points. Offense is bad. Penalties are bad. It's bad. It's a bad team. It's a bad team with bad coaching. Special team sucks. Jake Moody, are you freaking kidding me? How do you keep getting penalties on your punt team on how you line up? That's 3 alignment penalties in 2 weeks on your punt team. What? Like that's unheard of. That is unheard of. You got 3, unsportsmanlike penalties on your defense. Jake Brindle, my favorite, was he slid the protection the wrong way. 2 free rushers come in. Purdy does his magic, almost makes a freak play. Then the very next play, Jake Brindle forgot the snap count. You remember when they called, like, offsides on everybody but the center? I've joked in the past and put out, you know, the bingo card. And, yeah, just I want the 49ers to win. I don't want to tank. I tweeted out, like, I don't care about draft position. I do care. but I want to win the game. Like, I want to right the ship. I want positive momentum. I want things to build upon. That's what I care about. The 49ers just, hey, man, we're the 49ers. We just keep digging with our pickaxe the wrong way. What do you build on from this game? I don't know. I don't know. Brock Purdy went terrible. Brock Purdy didn't give the game away. It went raining. It went snowing. Okay. Like, stats are good. George Kittle's amazing. He's the best tight end in the NFL. George Kittle was awesome, man. He finished with over 100 yards. Three games now all year, he has over 8 targets. He finished with 9 targets, 8 catches, 106 yards. Like, why are we not funding this? The Family Guy reference. Like, man, let's just, I don't know. He's so freaking good. Debo looked like Debo. 9 targets. He had 7 catches, 96 yards and a touchdown. 2 missed tackles forced on the touchdown play that he had. Running the ball, 5 carries for 25 yards. That's a 5-yard average. That's awesome. And his best run was negated by an Aaron Banks hold. Bad call, but still poor technique from Banks. Lazy technique from Banks. Debo looked good. Patrick Taylor had 3 drop passes and fell down on a route. That wasn't good. Only 3 yards per carry. Not great for Patrick Taylor. Juwan Jennings, 4 catches on 6 targets, 51. Solid. Ricky Pearsall got involved early. 4 targets, 4 catches, 37 yards. But then, on one of the most driving, like, promising possessions, 2 penalties just can't line up right. We do force a lot on our wide receivers. It's the hardest playbook to learn. Miss a line 2 times. Should have been on the line 1 time. Should have been off the line the next time. And missed it both times. And, man, you saw Hankerson, the wide receiver coach, Leonard Hankerson, just lay it into him on the sidelines. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was awesome. Charge that rookie up. Coach him up. And Pearsall took it. And Pearsall didn't back down. He went back out there, high energy, helping Debo up, blocking whenever it's not. Like, I liked Pearsall a lot more after this game than I did before this game. Not to say I didn't like him. I mean, obviously, the first round pick on that was you're not getting the returns at any point, at any time during the season. But, hey, I think he's going to be a player. I like the attitude. I like the gumption. I like all those things. I like the hands. Just, is he going to be a number one wide receiver for us? No, you re-signed Ayuk. So, could he be the Debo role for us? Maybe. I don't know. It's rough out there. It's rough out there. So, here we are. 6-9, eliminated from the playoffs. I'm curious how pissed off everybody else is. I'm mad, but it was kind of weird watching this game knowing, like, they announced right before kickoff the 49ers were eliminated, but I was already operating under the assumption the 49ers are not going to the playoffs. Let's just be very, very real. 49ers are not a good team. They don't deserve it. You're playing in the worst division in the NFL, and you still are in dead last. That's bad. Coaching is bad. Penalties are bad. Injuries are like the bottom of the list for why the 49ers are where they are. And Tony Romo, that's all he was talking about, injuries, injuries. And I'm just like, man, dude, pump the brakes on that. Lions are injured like crazy. They don't give a damn.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what? That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not injuries that you are in this situation. It's not because you go to the NFC Championship every single year. That's not what it is. That's not it. Next man up, play some good football. We're not playing good football. We're not coaching good football. Offense, defense, special teams, doesn't even matter. Like, whatever it is, we're not doing it well. Period. All three phases. The offense, come on, man. The offense is bad. Didn't go over 300 yards again. Didn't go over 300 yards again. Oh, sorry. We had 374. I was looking at the wrong stat. So we did go over 300, so that's good. But again, you go 2-for-5 in the red zone, same issues. Same issues. That's not good. 5-of-13 on third downs offensively. That's not good. Another turnover. That's not good. Gave up all those sacks. That's not good. Now, flip the script, okay? Defensively, 0 sacks, 0 turnovers. You held them 1-for-3 in the red zone. That's better for us. That's awesome. And 4-of-12 on third downs. That's better for us. So some of it was good. No turnovers, no sacks. I wonder how many teams win. I wish there was a way to look this up. What's the record of teams with 0 turnovers forced and 0 sacks? What's the record for that? Our defense has forced 2 turnovers in 7 games. Our last 7 games, we forced 2 turnovers. 2. We have turned the ball over in 7 consecutive games, and that's all since the bye week. You came out of the bye week when you were quote-unquote finally healthy. Your defense got worse. Your offense got worse. It's not about injuries. It's not about injuries. It's not about injuries. Now, I do got to say this. You know, later on tomorrow, which I'm pretty excited about, we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom meeting. This is where I get to hear from you guys. So if you haven't done this yet, man, you got to go check it out. The49ersRush.com or our Patreon channel. Sign up. 7-day free trial. Come join us. It's a blast. 5:30 p.m. tomorrow, Pacific time, Monday the 23rd, depending on when you're listening to this. Come join us. This is where we're going to talk draft. We're going to talk all kinds of things. It's going to be interesting. And Bobo, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the super chat. He says, I'm mad, even though I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, there was nothing. I didn't have much faith in this team. At all. Like, you listen to my prediction episode. I was like, man, what are we going to do? Are we going to go out there and throw the ball 30 to 40 times? Guess what? Brock Purdy threw the ball 40 times. Are we going to run the ball 18, 19 times like we did last game? We ran the ball 18 times. Yeah, if that's what we're going to do, we're going to lose. That's not the formula for how this team's built. No turnovers, no sacks. 2-to-1 pass to run ratio. What? I don't care if Patrick Taylor's in there. I don't care if Debo's in there. You average 4.5 yards a carry. We got to run the ball. That's not who we are. It's not who you are. It's not how you drafted this team. You have the worst offensive line. How do you help them? You run the ball. You run the ball. We didn't do that. But yeah, Bobo, I'm with you. Like, I'm not shocked. I am not shocked at all with how this game went. JP, my man, he says, coaching with this team is the worst. It's bad. It's really, really bad. Now, we didn't have a lot of busted coverages, but the penalties, oh, yikes. They just kept coming, man. 11 penalties for 90 yards. That's like a George Kittle stat line erased. Penalties over and over again. Missed kicks. God, Jake Moody's so bad. Oh, man, he's so bad. Lots of work to do this offseason. Yeah, all caps. Appreciate you, Rob D. Says, sorry for yelling. No, yelling's okay. Especially, like, during game, post game. Like, I'll put stuff out there on Twitter, and, like, people want to start a debate. Like, dude, this is game reaction. There's times for conversation and whatever else. Like, somebody was trying to convince me the 49ers have a top five offensive line. And it was a true Niners fan. And, like, I checked the profile. I was like, this is a joke account, right? No, it wasn't. And I had, like, a couple thousand followers. And I was just like, whoa. I was like, dude, I'm not doing this. Like, this is a joke. But people actually believe, like, yeah. Here we go. Let me phrase it this way. Is there any point in time whenever you watched the games this year and thought, man, our offensive line is pretty good? Or the games we're losing thought, you know what? I don't think it's the offensive line why we're losing. I don't know if those people exist. One guy does. I was like trying to have a conversation, even though I didn't want to. I was trying to be polite, but it was just like, okay, this is not a person that I choose to have a conversation. I just muted him because it was like, oh, dude, no, man, I ain't doing this right now. I ain't got time. I'll unmute him later. He went rude. Just it was like, man, I'm arguing with a brick wall over the 49ers offensive line's not good. Like, is there really anybody that thinks the offensive line is quality? Like, it's terrible, right? Oh, man. Yeah, right. Look at Ed. Appreciate you, Ed. He says, on sale now, therapy sessions. Next two games on special now. Get yours while they last. Yeah, man. We got two games. I'll be at both. I'll be at the Lions game, which I'm excited about. I'm still excited to see my team play. Like, yeah, it's different. I'm going to Arizona. We're throwing a 49ers rush road trip event. Arizona never done us wrong. And we're going to be there. And we're going to support it. You want to come out and party and have a good time and tailgate and all those fun things, go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Tickets are up on there now. But, yeah, I'll be there throwing a party. I don't give a damn. It's my team. And I like traveling with my team. I was upset I was not in Miami. But the wifey said, no, it's what it is. It's what it is. Dave, he says, yeah, top five maybe in Pee Wee football. It's that bad, man. It's that bad. And Josh right here, vanilla game plan is sickening. The game plan was terrible. But in the second quarter, when we got down right before the two-minute warning, play action, screen, jet sweeps, play pass, quick passing, it was just like, yeah, this is what it's supposed to look like. Come out, your scripted plays are pass, and then it was third and one, so you went with a run up the middle. Oh, yeah, the game plan was bad. Game plan was so bad. Adjustments continue to be the Achilles heel, where lack thereof of the defense is just so bad. Starts off hot, gets horrible. Defense is so bad. Like, there's no way you can stick with Sorensen. There's no way. And I know Bosa's like, oh, we need to return the same guys. No, that's stupid. That is, Bosa wants that because he's in charge. He should be in charge. Sorry, Eeyore. I love you, Bosa. You're awesome as a football player. I love you, man. But no, you're not in charge. You do not run this. Debo, you don't run this. Get a damn coach that's going to hold him. It ain't Sorensen. And it sure as hell ain't our special teams coordinator. That dude. Oh, Jake Moody. Really? Highest drafted kicker in the NFL. How many games have we lost because of Jake? One game we missed the last kick because of Jake Moody. That was very clear one loss. But goodness, how bad has that guy been? Highest drafted kicker in the NFL. Highest drafted kicker in the NFL. Just terrible, man. Just terrible. Man. Here we go, James. We will beat the Lions because it doesn't matter. I hope we do. I do not want to tank. Yeah, we're not making the playoffs. I want to beat the Lions. I hate the Lions. I started to hate them even more. And I hope we beat the tar out of them. I hope we screw them up. And even though I hate the Eagles more than hate the Lions, Eagles go get that freaking first round bye. I would prefer that. That's what I want. Oh, yeah, right here. Lost the Super Bowl, missed an extra point. You missed three kicks in all three playoff games. Missed one in the wild card versus Green Bay. Missed one in the NFC Championship against the Lions. Missed one of the suit. Like, who has done that? Three consecutive playoff games with a missed kick? Like, that's... You've seen what you need to see. And freaking Brian Schneider came out afterwards. I posted a clip on Twitter. I ain't going to play it here because it's going to make you sick to your stomach. He says, yeah, Jake Moody was made for this after what he went through in the playoffs. He's made for this. Made for what? Somebody told me on Twitter, man, just don't even let him get on the flight back home. And I was like, how do you know he's not going to miss the flight? That's how bad he is. That dude, he's soft, man. Here's the picture of me and Brian Carter when we did the draft content and when they announced the pick for Jake Moody. Third round pick, highest drafted kicker. This was the screenshot that one of you guys sent me. I forgot who sent it to me. When they had that, like, you see the face. And if you can't see the face of both of us, it's not great. And to say that, like, wherever you are and you're like, oh, let's give Moody a chance. Let's give Moody a chance. Does that person still exist? Nobody believes that, right? And very similar to Aaron Banks, where not one but two backups come in and completely better than you. We did the same thing with not one kicker, not two kickers, three kickers. One, Zane Gonzalez, this entire offseason, was way better through every single training camp, way better. And he's way better. I forget what team he's on, but yeah, his unbelievable. Before this game, Jake Moody's the 35th most accurate kicker in the NFL. 35th. There are only 32 teams. And both the guys that we had kick for us have a higher field goal accuracy percentage for us and other teams. Just joke, 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 joke. Joke, joke, joke. Like, nobody believes in Jake Moody anymore, right? Like, there's nobody that believes that. I don't think that exists. Sorry, the chat's awesome, and I appreciate you. I can't click on anything because it's going so fast, which I love. That's a great problem. I'm trying over here. Dave, he says, can we please cut Moody today? Pretty please. Let him carry out the... Why? I don't know. I cut him. You know, the mental isn't there. He can't even kick touchbacks anymore. Like, you kept him over other guys because during the kickoffs, like, he was the one guy that could kick a touchback. I don't think he had one touchback. Every single one of them was returned, I think. Was there one that was a touchback? I'm cool, like, cutting him and moving on at all. Filthy Casual, is that backup kicker that went to KC available? He is. Any guy off the street. One, you should never draft a kicker or a punter. They're always, unless you got a top three guy and you still don't draft them. Look at the top three kickers. None of them were drafted. None of them were drafted. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, weak-minded. It's mental, man. With kickers, a lot of times, it's mental, and he just ain't got it. Oh, it's so bad, man. Oh, it's so bad. Right here, what's up, Grant? Grand A in the house. The guy that believes the O-line is good believes in Moody for sure. There's a Venn diagram showing somewhere. Our offensive line sucks. The personnel sucks. Our kicker sucks. I don't know which one's worse. But yeah, James is a first-round kicker this year. John watching the kicker draft. I didn't do draft film that year on kickers, and I sure as hell ain't doing it this year. Hopefully you learned your damn lesson. Kyle's stubborn, but there ain't no way. Sin, oh, you're incredible. Appreciate you, Sin. Thank you for the super chat. John, they played so poorly. I thought the Niners were tanking. There were several times where it was like, man, they doing this on purpose? Jake Moody sure as hell. Maybe that's the thing. Jake Moody thought we were tanking back-to-back years. I don't believe that, obviously. But man, he sure as hell has played that way. Dude, secret agent. Oh, it is so bad. On so many levels. So many levels. Captain Insano. How are we supposed to pay Greenlaw when he can't stay healthy now? Yeah, calf injuries, calf muscles. That, like, there are certain injuries that are always compounded with the recovery process. Achilles and calves always go together. Same thing happened to Sherm. That's just what it is. ACLs also go with calf injuries. because you're rehabbing that leg, whatever else. Yeah, it makes it hard. I'm shutting Dre Greenlaw down because I saw that he could play at the elite level. We all saw that. But, man, you need a full offseason, full training regimen, free everything, which he's healthy enough to do now. Strained calf ain't pushing me off anything. That's not, you know what I mean? But it does make sense with the Achilles. It totally makes sense. Same thing happened to Sherman. The difference between Dre Greenlaw is everything. And the good news is he's not a wide receiver. He's not a diva. He is this team. He is the heart and soul of this team. Kyle Shanahan said he was the best player on the field for either team, offense or defense, and he was right. It was only a half, but we've seen it for more than that. And the good news is it's a linebacker. It's not an expensive position. Like, I think that you could sign Dre Greenlaw on a one-year, $6 million deal. That's DFF plus, I don't know, somebody off the top of my head. I'm going through Isaac Yiadom. Like, that's those two. Like, would you rather have Dre Greenlaw or would you rather have Isaac Yiadom, who's somebody I do want to bring back, and DFF out there, right? Like, $6 million is nothing for somebody that could make that big of an impact. If he was a defensive end, a quarterback, a tackle, a wide receiver, a corner, that's a different conversation. But I think that you can get Dre Greenlaw back on a one-year prove-it deal for relatively cheap. Now, if he's wanting a three-year, you know, $20 million deal, I get it. Probably not going to do that, and there will be a team that will pay that is rebuilding, and I hope he gets his money. But I think that you can get him back on a relatively cheap deal. And I would. I'm totally talking to his agent. And I'm saying, look, what do you want? Because Dre's probably going to want to go out there and prove he can stay healthy. And I'm like, dude, what if we give you a one-year deal? Let's shut it down and just start the rehab now before it gets worse. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. And so you kind of take that take that for what it is. Doug says, man up, Kyle, and admit your failures. I'm not sure that's what's going to help this team moving forward. I think it helped the fans, but they know they're out of the playoffs. It's what it is. Shout out to Miho. What's up, girl? You are the best. What's up, Scott? They lost today, too. Her good friend is a Seahawks fan, a great dude. It's weird that there are good Seahawks fans out there, but they do exist. Some fan bases don't have them. Rams don't have any fans. Seahawks fans, if they're a true Seahawks fan, which Scott is, like, I love talking trash. And I want the Seahawks to win the NFC West. I hate the Seahawks more than any team in the NFC West, but I want them to keep Geno. So I'm pulling for the Seahawks to win out just so they sign Geno to an extension because I just don't believe in them. What's up, Sancho? He says, I'll be at Glendale. What's up, man? Can't wait to see you. It's going to be a blast. Going to be a blast. Yeah, right here, Dave says, I was in the Moody I trust, but he definitely needs to go. Wish needs to, yeah, wish is done. Whether he's healthy or not doesn't matter. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's got to go. And right here, Tommy, you know, you messaged me this earlier. I don't think Purdy is the guy for sure. I'm not moving off Purdy. Was there anything that I saw today that made me think Purdy is the guy? Is there anything I saw today that made me think Purdy is not the guy? No. To both those. But when Purdy operates within the system, Purdy didn't lose the game today. I truly don't believe that. I thought penalties. I thought terrible fourth quarter defense, which, I mean, we just always, the floodgates open in the fourth quarter every single game this year. I thought that was bad. There were definitely some misplays. You banded the running game. That's not a Purdy. Brock Purdy throwing the ball 40 times is stupid. Behind this offensive line. It's just, it's asinine. It's stupid. I don't care if you're on your fifth, sixth, seventh running back. I don't care. That's not the recipe for winning games in the NFL with this team. Back-to-back weeks, terrible game plans. Now, somebody, maybe this is you, Tommy. I'm speaking for you hypothetically here. But like, man, throw the ball 40 times, should be able to win the game if you got a good quarterback. That's just not how the whole entire team is built. It's not how the O-line's built. It's not how the wide receivers are built. But, what did Purdy do that was bad? Get the tip pass to Kittle. Get hit while he was throwing the ball. Maybe missed a couple easy throws. There were some of those. But does that make up 12 points? For me, it doesn't. Look how many sacks that Purdy was able to evade just on his own. Dude made two free blitzers miss because Jake Brindle don't know how to call Ripper Liz correctly. He just doesn't know how to do it. I know I'm a defensive guy. Ripper Liz is what I go right-left call. But blue, bravo, whatever. I mean, block right, block left, just counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. The false starts, the penalties. I don't know. There is nothing that I saw from Brock Purdy today. Now, the rain or the snow, yeah, that's a major concern for me. But I thought Brock, I don't think that he played bad. He had a better passer rating, not that that's everything, than Tua. I thought Brock played well. I thought he managed the game well. It's just, man, that tip pass, and then whenever he got hit, both those are on the old line. The right read, it was the right pass, it was the right everything. I mean, shoot. So my question to you, Tommy, and I know there's other people out there too that don't want Purdy. Like, do you want to spend our first round pick on a quarterback? This quarterback class is awful. I sure as hell ain't taking Shedeur Sanders, even if he is available. And if I do need a quarterback, I ain't playing that. Not because of him, just because I don't want that circus. I do not want that circus. I do not want that. Nope. I'm not interested in that. I don't care. He's awesome. Don't care. Cam Ward, maybe. Like, I don't want to start over with Cam Ward. I don't want to do it. And I don't even think he'll be there. I think he's top five guy. I don't know. I'm keeping Purdy, man. That's just me right here. Draft offensive line with every selection. Yeah, we need centers and tackles. And here's what sucks really, really bad. You know, I've been working nonstop all weekend just on draft prep. The 49ers Rush draft book is well into effect. I think we're at 70 plus pages already. And I'm just doing research, data analysis, how many starts, where they start at, all that stuff, and going through old line, how many starts at center, how many snaps, how many starts at right guard, blah, blah, like whatever, all that stuff. Just counting snaps and collecting that. This is not a good center class. It's not. It's a very poor center class. It's probably the worst center class, offensive line center, the last 5 years. We've missed those. And for everybody that keeps saying, Kyle Shanahan, don't trust a rookie center. Well, I'm pretty sure a rookie center could handle missed calls on pass protection and the very next play missing the snap count. You're the fucking center. You're the center. False start on everybody but the center. That's on the center. Jake Brindle, the freaking huge interception play. Guess what? Jake Brindle. How many blown plays do you need? Somebody sent me a picture, and I'm sorry. I forget the name off the top of my head. Just a screenshot from watching the game today. Brock Purdy's running for his damn life, and Jake Brindle's just sitting there like Mitch Wisnowski with his hands on his hips after a punt. Bout face, turning and just staring, flat-footed, standing straight up. Like John Chapman, who woke up at 3 a.m. because he's a fat SOB that needs something out of the freaking refrigerator, standing in front of the refrigerator because I can't find anything. That's what Jake Brindle looks like on third and long while Brock Purdy, freaking sponsored by Toyota Truckathon, is running for his damn life. And Jake Brindle, number 64, is just standing there looking like the Jolly Green Giant with nothing to do. Why can't a rookie freaking center do that? Now, I understand. That's not on you guys, and I swear, man, it's not nice, but the next person that texts me once I put out, like, some center snap, oh, Kyle Shanahan won't trust a rookie center, I'm going to lose my mind. Really? He can't do this? He can't give up multiple quarterback hits? He can't blow coverage calls? He can't force his entire O-line to jump off sides? He can't stop and watch a play midway through the actual play? Oh! we're gonna have a fun off season, man. I do not like Jake Brindle. Yeah, man. Sorry, y'all got me on that one. I kept going anyway. All right, before we get to the second part, I gotta get some more of these questions. I'm excited about it. I got a couple more rants I want to go on. I gotta pace them out. Man, I will say this, though. Even as bad as the 49ers have been, the 12 days of Christmas over at MyBookie have been better. We're only halfway through.
While other books make promises, MyBookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 Days of Christmas, festive lineup, and can't-miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and Free Bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways. It only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the Road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
All right, all right. Here we go. Leo, appreciate the super chat. You are awesome. Really do appreciate the support. Here we go. Do you think Brock Purdy will ask for top quarterback money? If he does, will the 49ers pay him that? We're going to spend a lot of offseason on this, and we're going to, you know, I'll have notes prepared and all that, whatever else. The answer is yes. Brock Purdy just gave out freaking 10 Toyotas. And I appreciate the general. I think that's awesome. I think it's great what he did, just despite how bad the offensive line is. But no, he's going after top tier money. Whatever discount the 49ers got, that's happened because of the rookie deal. That dude's making like just under $1 million this year. Yeah, he's going to get paid, and he should. Now, can you stop the drama and not be like Ayuk? That's the goal. Don't do that. Like, even if you hold out late into the offseason, do it like Bosa or Trent. Don't cause issues. Don't do that. The way Debo, at least Debo showed up and like practice off to the side, all that stuff. But don't do Ayuk. And I think everybody's kind of learned, don't do that. You saw how quickly this fan base turned, making fake videos and scripted stuff and throwing people under the bus and talking trash on TV. Like, ugh, yikes. Get that. Devondre Campbell, Ambry Thomas, get that shit out of here. Like, that has no place here. And hopefully Ayuk learned. I don't know about that, but I hope Ayuk comes back and is awesome and returns and reworks some of that camaraderie with his teammates and the fan base. He was my son's favorite player. He was my son's favorite player. My son won't wear his jersey. I mean, that was ugly. And I don't think that's going to happen with Brock. At least I hope not. Could be wrong. But I do think that Brock will get a contract. And I think because he has that fourth-year rookie left on the deal, you can do a lot of fun stuff. A lot of fun stuff. You're not renegotiating with a first-round pick quarterback that's getting like $4 to $5 million on the last year of his deal, or a fifth-year option, which has like $16 million on it. No. You're operating for $1 million on that last deal. So even if he does get 50, 60, everybody's going to focus on APY. That's not what's important about the contract. That's what all the headlines and all the pictures and all, that's not what's important. Focus on guaranteed in years and where those steps happen. It's much more advanced than that. And so do I think that he will get close to 60? I do. Where are the outs at? That's what I want to know. And the 49ers have constructed these contracts relatively well on the first big extension. Second, third ones, CMC, Trent, those don't usually go as well. Not saying you shouldn't have renegotiated CMC and Trent, but when you're extending on top of an already large inflated contract, that's where it gets difficult. That first contract, whenever it's put on top of a low rookie deal, you can do all kinds of fun stuff with it. I think the 49ers will do that. So I do think Brock Purdy will ask for top tier money. I think Brock Purdy will get top tier money from an average per year standpoint. It's going to be way over 55. I guarantee it. It's just, where are the outs? That's what I want. And that's what I'm going to care about. Not going to get the clicks. I'm not going to have the most views. Not going to get I don't care. That's not important. Talking APY doesn't really matter. Is your deal like Trevor Lawrence and Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson? Or is it like Kyler Murray? That's bad. Matt Stafford? That's bad. Daniel Jones? That's bad. Like, there's a lot of bad deals. Deshaun Watson? Bad. So Everybody focuses on that APY, not what's important. That doesn't matter whenever it comes to team building. The way in which you get the guaranteed hits, that's what matters. Tommy, my man, appreciate the super chat. He says, trying to put sheets on, and JC has me rolling on the rant. All right, there we go. I hate putting on sheets. One of my least favorite things. Never been good at that. Let's see. Armijo, appreciate you the super chat. What did you think about Pearsall today? Pearsall was consistent. Yeah, 4 targets, 4 catches. That's awesome. The miss lining up. This is a problem. In the past, Kyle Shanahan would tell a rookie wide receiver like Deebo or Ayuk, you only play this role. You are the X. You are the Z. You're the flanker. Whatever terminology you want to do. Like, that's it. Shanahan had to throw that out this offseason. Threw it out and said, Pearsall's learning all of them. Now, the problem was, Pearsall only had 3 practices in training camp. Mijo, we were at one of them together. Like, Pearsall had practice. So not only does he have to learn wide receiver on limited snaps, but then he has to learn all 3 positions because of the Ayuk injury, which wasn't the plan. Wasn't the plan. And then he get the shot. Oh my gosh, that's more reps gone. So the misalignment, you've seen it from Cowing, who's playing multiple wide receiver positions and a rookie. You've seen it from Pearsall, who's playing multiple wide receiver positions and a rookie. Playing wide receiver for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan has always been difficult, but now you're forcing them to play multiple wide receiver spots, which you have to do because Ayuk's out. Won the holdout, then the season-ending injury. Debo's missed time with pneumonia, injuries, whatever else. Jennings has missed time. Ronnie Bell can't catch anything, so now he's on the practice squad. Like, you've even got Chris Conley, who is a vet and has been on the team for multiple years, running the wrong routes and not lining up correctly. So it's a complex system. There was one part today, I think it was 2nd or 3rd down, and communication was just off. And you saw Brock Purdy kind of turn and be like, oh, you're supposed to be over there. And then Jennings like, dude, I'm not supposed to be over here. So they had to burn a timeout. This was in the first half. It was just, there's a lot in the playbook. And I'm not saying you need to dumb it down. That's what I'm saying at all. But they weren't lining up right. And I would be willing to bet just based off of the body language. And this is 100% a guess on my part. I think Purdy was wrong. And so Jennings was like, dude, I'm not supposed to be over here. And so Purdy looks to Pearsall and he's like, dude, you got to go over there. And Pearsall's like, no, I don't. Like, no, dad. But I think Pearsall was, or I think Purdy was wrong on that. Again, just a guess on my part, but people, communication's off. It's off. It's off. And so you're trying to do everything that you want to do in one of the most complex wide receiver offenses with all the pre-snap motions out there. And I think it's getting a Pearsall. I really, really do. The alignment, that's a miss. That's a huge miss. But I thought he played well when the ball was in his hand. I thought he blocked his rear end off. There's a play where Deebo got tackled on one of his first downs, and that dude runs and jumps over a dolphin to pick up Deebo. And it's come across all year on coaches tape, right? If you've been with us on the 49ersrush.com, every offense, defense, special teams play the entire year broken down. Silent tape tells you things. There's no sound whenever you do the all 22, unless you're watching it, me breaking it down. I'm explaining it to you. I'm up here listening to 90s rap, you know, in my headphones, like, because there's no sound. But whenever a personality and heart and effort jump off the tape, not when Tom Brady's telling you who's playing hard or whatever else, but whenever you just see it and it's, you know, freaking Charlie Chaplin film, Ricky Pearsall has been that. So I'm happy with what Pearsall has accomplished and overcame. And I'm liking the tape that he's putting out there, but is this worthy of a first round pick? God, no. If I knew everything about Pearsall, would I still take him in the first round? No. Should have been a 2nd round pick. That's where everybody else really, really had him. But you were out of 1st round picks at that point. Kyle Shanahan loves wide receivers. We spend more draft capital and actual salary cap capital on wide receivers than any other team in the NFL. And we still have a wide receiver need, which is insane. Insane. Should have drafted defensive line. But the 49ers didn't draft 1 defensive lineman with 9 picks last year. What the hell was that about? That's why everybody's running on us. So I like Pearsall. I'm very happy for his forward mobility within this team and this structure. I don't believe that it was a quote-unquote quality season so far. But, man, four catches I think is the most he's ever had. Let me see here. I want to double-check that real quick. Man, I got to scroll all the way down to get to the Ricky Pearsall stats. Ooh, on PFR, which means, guess what? They don't throw too much. So he had four catches in the Tampa game. That's when he scored the touchdown. Four catches on six targets in the Tampa game. He had four catches on four targets, 38 yards in the Cowboys game. And then right here, he had four catches on four targets for 37. So, man, yeah, we're starting to see a thing. Four for four, 38 Cowboys, four for four, 37 this game. It's a possession wide receiver. Not a bad number two, number three guy. And I think that's probably what he's going to be, especially since you signed Ayuk. Yeah. Right here, I like this. For the love of God, outsource our draft to Scott McLaughlin. A lot of teams do that, hire him as an analyst. Yeah, one of my favorite articles every year is when Matt Barrows of The Athletic goes and interviews him post-draft and asks, what do you think about all these players? I freaking love what he does. Scott McLaughlin's old school, you know, used to be our guy. But, you know, the problem is he doesn't really fit what we do. And we're coming off a great draft. Our draft this year, Renardo Green played great. They tested him nonstop. Renardo Green played great today. I really think that he did. Dominic Pooney, great. We just did a whole Pearsall bit. Jacob Cowing, trust him, please, for the love of God. Outside of that, yeah, I don't know. Malik, I thought played well. Not great. Not one of his better games. Not one of his, you know, impactful games. But yeah, I get all the misses with the draft picks, and I understand why everybody's upset. Yeah, we're probably going to draft a running back, we're wide receiver, maybe a kicker and a punter. Yeah, there's fuel that this organization has given for us to be so pissed off. I get that. We've wasted so much draft capital. So much. We've had so many misses. There's also been a lot of hits. There has been. Just last year, there were a lot of hits. And so you're projected to get 11 draft picks. You have three compensation picks for players lost, plus an additional third-round pick compensation for the DeMeco Rancarthon. So, I mean, there's a lot of picks there. There's a lot of picks that are available to the 49ers. Now, compensation picks are never finalized. So currently you're supposed to get a third round for the DeMeco Ryans Rancarthon. You're supposed to get a fourth round comp pick for Chase Young. This is according to Over the Cap. You're also supposed to get a Cleveland Farrell seventh rounder and a Ray McLeod seventh rounder. That's not me that's putting that out there. That's based on overthecap.com, which does a great job, but it's not official. So maybe you lose the seventh and you only end up with 10 or whatever. There's a lot of that can go on. But there's a lot of draft capital there, and I think you're returning so much. You're getting back Fred Warner, getting back George Kittle. Maybe CMC finally gets healthy. Maybe Trent Williams gets healthy. Maybe he retires, but you're hoping he comes. Like, there's a lot of positives that this team has moving forward. I think you're closer to where you want to be, which is playoff contention team, than what we saw this year. I really, really do. I don't think it's about injuries. I think you got to fix coordinators. You got to get a new special teams coordinator no matter what. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. I would prefer them to get a new defensive coordinator. I am not a Nick Sorensen guy at all. Bobo, appreciate it. Super Chat. He says, this team is a pile of trash with Kyle at the top. Yeah, a lot of people mad at Kyle. You were mad at Kyle before the year. And that's well deserved. You should be frustrated with your head coach when they don't make the playoffs. But then you look like across the way and you talk about Mike McDaniel, right? Zero division titles, zero playoff wins. He ain't going nowhere. Can you go with three consecutive years without a playoff win and still back Kyle? Because that's what the rest of the NFL is doing. Now you could say, well, they're wrong. They should fire him, but I don't think that they should. And I don't think that they should fire Kyle either. You have another year like this, then the conversations happen. I think you need some changes in the organization, but yeah. Ah, man, right here, Ronnie, appreciate you, man. Niners need to put stock in the O-line this draft, 100%. Tackle, guard, and center. You have to draft a center. You have to draft a center. That dude is the worst, man. And right here, Dave from earlier says, John, do you think Brindle is still going to be the starting center next year? I feel like Shanahan loves him. There are two guys. Now, he's tough as hell, and he plays all the time. He gets banged up, but he stays out there. He's an iron man. And they do love him. He saves them a lot of money that they spend on wide receivers that don't do anything. That was a low blow. But I think that even if you draft it, so if you draft a center, Jake Brindle should start the start of the year. And then you work in the rookie 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in, whatever, whenever you feel he can handle it. Ideally, you sign a free agent center. That's what I would prefer. The only problem, nobody is letting go centers in today's climate. Nobody. If you have a good offensive lineman, you don't let them go. And if you do let them go, they are getting paid out of the wazoo. I mean, it's just insane what Robert Hunt, who we were just playing today, they got $20 million as a guard, and he's not even that good. He is not even that good. He's good. They had two holding calls today. But, like, okay, so let's look briefly. These are the centers in free agency. Ryan Kelly, 0% chance you get that dude. Unless they fire everybody and try to rebuild, but I don't think they will. And they don't ever make the playoffs. So they don't ever do anything. I still think they're going to fire him. Coleman Shelton for the Bears. Not a big fan. Wes Nick Harris, Wes Schweitzer, Evan Brown, Liam Eichenberg. There's not guys here that I'm like, oh, yeah. There's not a lot of good centers. Are there better centers than what we have? Yeah, that's a low bar. But yeah, I mean, if you can throw the book at Ryan Kelly, then you get him. He's 32. Coleman Shelton's 30. Nick Harris, 27. Evan Brown, 29. Evan Brown's not that good. Like, you got to draft him and develop him. Now, the good news is there are guys that fit our scheme, have the versatility, fit our player profile, fit what we do zone-wise. The center from USC and the center from Texas, those are third to fourth round picks that are perfect fits. Should you draft them? Yeah, you should. Will we? I don't know. I don't know. So my guess, Dave, is yes, Jake Brindle will start week one next year, and I hate it. I hate it. Ugh. Yeah. I'd replace Kyle Shanahan to get John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh's not available. And no way a Harbaugh comes back to work with Jed York. That's 0% chance. Right here, move Pudi to center if we can't get a vet free agent. Yeah, I have a hard time moving a young, promising player. I wouldn't be against it. If we did that and drafted more guards, it's easy to play guard. I'd be down. I would totally be down. Ed, I'm with you. O-line. Yes. Right here, this a burner. Russell Gage, 5 times the player Pearsall is right now. I think they're close. I don't think 5 times, but now if you asked all 32 teams, who would you rather have moving forward? All 32 would say Pearsall, but I do agree with you. Their play right now is probably closer than most people want to say. Pete Carroll for DC plays for another team. He's employed by another team. You have a trade for him. But he coached here in the past. I'm pissed. You should be pissed. We're 6-9. We're eliminated. That's going to do it for us. I got more stuff going this week. Join us for our Zoom call tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. 5:30. Man, come on. Support the show. Have fun. I get to hear from you. 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. The49ersRush.com or our Patreon page. Join us over there. This season sucks, guys. And so I've got 1 foot in the future, 1 foot here. We're still going to do our normal thing even with Christmas. Probably won't record every day, but we're still going to get the same amount of shows out. It's still all the play breakdowns and all that stuff. And we've already started putting up draft footage breakdown on the 49ersRush.com. So go check that out. 49ers lose. Said that a lot of times this year. All right. You're the faithful. Be faithful. Stay faithful. Till next time. Love you guys.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it gonna happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they gonna jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial. This is Robert.
Hey there.
Robert is an over-the-road trucker. He takes his business very seriously.
Yes, I do.
Robert traded up to Geico for serious commercial coverage, insuring not just his truck, but his cargo, too. All for seriously low rates, with serious savings for his inspection history.
So, they're going to be a talking animal with a catchphrase, like a armadillo?
What the armadillo?
There he is.
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
Aww.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.